Today's daf is Brachas daf Yud Gimel, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, the Mishnah. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sora Aliza. Zok the Mishnah, Maskirin Yitzis Mitzrayim Balelois. We have an obligation to mention at night, every single night, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Now, when do we fulfill that obligation? When we say Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema is made up of 3 parshiyos. Shema, Vahoyim Shemaya, the 3rd parsha, what we know as Vayoymer, the parsha of Tzitzis, mentions at the end Yitzias Mitzrayim. And it's because it mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim that we include Vayoymer in the parsha of Kriya Shema. Says the Mishnah that the 3 parshiyos of Kriya Shema is the nusach of Kriya Shema, whether you're reciting Kriya Shema b'shachbecha uvkumecha, meaning even at night. What's the chiddush? The chiddush, says Rashi, is because the primary topic of the 3rd parasha of Kriya Shema is tzitzis. Even though it mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Yitzias Mitzrayim is the reason we recite the parasha, but it does mention tzitzis, and tzitzis is something that you're only obligated to observe during the day, not at night. So there would have been a havamina, ben benoy shal havamina, that the nusach of Kriya Shema should be different during the day than it should be at night. The Kriya Shema shal arvis should maybe only include Shema and Vahoya, maybe not the parash of Tzitzis. Says the Mishnah, no. Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelois. Because at the end of the day, even though the primary topic of the parash of Tzitzis, but we're not mentioning it because of Tzitzis. We're mentioning it more because it's talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Yitzias Mitzrayim is something we have to remember not only during the day, but at night as well. Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Ria, Nikivim Shivim Shana, perhaps the most famous Mishnah of Masechtas Brachas. I'm Kiv and Shivim Shana, Valeris Achisa, Shate Omar, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Valeris. And I tried so hard to convince the Chachamim that there should be a mitzvah to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, and they just wouldn't agree. Until Ben Zoyma said a drasha, and he helped me. Shenemar, what was Ben Zoyma's drasha? It says in the pasuk, "Man tisker es yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha." It doesn't say you should remember Yitzias Mitzrayim yemei chayecha. It says kol yemei chayecha. Clearly, kol is coming to be marba something. So Ben Zoyma said yemei chayecha hayo. Yemei means days. Kol yemei chayecha halelos. The chachamim argued because they held yemei chayecha ilu mazeh. Kol yemei chayecha is lahavi limois hamashiach. So the Mishnah says maskirin yitzias Mitzrayim balelos, and then the Mishnah goes on to say in somewhat dramatic fashion that really it was a machloikis between Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and the chachamim whether maskirin yitzias Mitzrayim balelos or not. The pasuk says laman tiskor et yoim tseischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. Yoim sounds like during the day, not at night. What then was the machlokes? Do you say that when the Torah says kol yemei chayecha, kol l'rabbis halelois, or do you say kol yemei chayecha, not l'rabbis halelois, but rather l'havi l'mois hamashiach? It sounds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria had a very difficult time defeating the chachamim in this argument, and then when Ben Zoyma darshan kol l'rabbis halelois, everybody came around, and it's for that reason the halacha, the first statement of the Mishnah, maskiri yitzias Mitzrayim balelois. Now, why would you think that we should only mention Yitzias Mitzrayim during the day, not at night? Now, it's based on the pasuk, L'man tisker es yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. But ha'gufa taima boy, why dafka during the day, not at night? But the pshat is based on Gemara's that we learned already, that Yitzias Mitzrayim happened during the day. The Yidden left Mitzrayim in the morning. They didn't leave Mitzrayim at night. Now, vayi b'shalach paro yasa'am, makas b'choyres, that happened b'chatzois, and that's when paro said, just get out. But the Yidden physically didn't leave. The real shas chipazoy happened in the morning. So being that it happened in the morning, so you would think that during the day, which was the oina that the Yidden left Mitzrayim, then there's a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, but maybe at night not. That's the chiddush. Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim balelos. Tanya, Amar Ben Zoyma l'Chachamim. Ben Zoyma told the Chachamim, "V'chi maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim l'moisa Mashiach." In other words, Ben Zoyma said, "L'man tisker es yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha." Kol is l'rabbis halelos. The Chachamim said it's l'rabbis l'moisa Mashiach. So Ben Zoyma said, "How could you say that when Mashiach's going to come, there's going to be a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim?" There's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says, "Lochein hine yobim bam no'um Hashem v'lo yoimru oid chai Hashem ashehelo es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim." Yirmiyahu said that days are coming where people aren't going to talk anymore about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kiyim, rather, the discussion is going to be, the halva hida is going to center around ashehelo Hello, Vasher, Havi, Azerbeis, Yisrael, Meeret, Safoina, Umikalo, Aratzlis, Asher, Yidachtem, Sham, Vyashfu, Alad, Masam, where the Yidden are going to praise Hashem for taking us out of this more recent Golas. But the point is, the Pasuk says clearly, Hine Yom, Ibam, Noom, Hashem, Velo, Yomru, Oit, Chai, Hashem, Asher, Heles, Bnei, Yisrael, Meeret, Mitzray. When is that? That's the Moise of Mashiach, when we're going to merit the ultimate redemption. So, how can you tell me? It's connected to Pasuk of Yirmiyah. They told him it's true. But you're taking this Pasuk to an extreme. Pasuk doesn't mean that there's going to be no mention anymore of Yitzias Mitzrayim when Mashiach's going to come. Of course there will be. It just won't be the primary source of Haidah that we're going to give Hashem. Meaning, the Iker is going to be Ashehelo, Vashehevius, Zerabes, Yisrael, Meeretz, Sephardim, Mikol HaRotzlis, Asher Yidachtem Shom. But as a tuffle at the very least, we will mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it could be, Kol Yimei Chayach is the source for that in the Torah, L'Rabbis L'Moysa Mashiach. And then the Chachamim told Ben Zayim, Ki Yoitzah Bayat Omer, that there's precedence for such an idea. Where lo yikara shimcha oid Yaakov ki im Yisrael yishemecha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov that people aren't going to call you Yaakov anymore, but your name is going to be Yisrael. What does that mean? Lo yishayyaker Yaakov mimkayim. It doesn't mean that Yaakov's name won't be Yaakov anymore. We still refer to Yaakov as Yaakov. We're B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. El Yisrael, Iker, the Yaakov Tafel. What it meant was that Yisrael is going to be Yaakov's Iker name, and Yaakov is only going to be the Tafel name. Same idea. The Iker won't be Yitzias Mitzrayim anymore, but at the very least, it will be a Tafel. And the truth is, the Chachamim continued and said there's even more precedence from this. Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Mem Gimel. It says, Al Tiskeru Rishonois, Vikadmoinios altis boinonu. Altis were Rishoinois and Shibun Malchias. So we're not going to remember anymore. Lossed Lavoi, the Rishoinois, the Shibun Malchias. Meaning, we're not going to talk about Golos Bavel. We're not going to talk about Golos Parasumadai. Not Golos Yavam, there won't be Hanukkah. But Vikadmoinios altis boinonu, Zu Yitzias Mitzrayim. But as it relates to Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's not Altiskeru, meaning we will mention it. It's just Altis Bainano. It won't be on the same level. It won't be with the same level of his Bainanus. But at the same time, it will be mentioned. Hidden Yosef Hadasha at the Sitzmach, that's the end of the Pasuk Tanu Rav Yosef, Zu Mechemes Goygu Magoy. The Hidden Yosef Hadasha was referring to Mechemes Goygu Magoy, and from there, at the Titzmach, the Geula is going to come. Mashal Ma'adav Adoyim, the Adam Shayim Mahalik Maderech. There was a person that was once traveling, and he had an encounter with a wolf. The Nitzel Mimeno. He was saved. And he had a good story to tell. He was walking around and telling everybody he had this wolf that almost killed him. And miraculously, he was saved. Paga Bayari, he continued walking. And then a lion encountered him. The Nitzel Mimeno. And he was saved from the lion. And then he went ahead and started talking about his story with the Ari, rather than the story with the Zev. It was a much better story. He was saved from a lion, not just a wolf. Then he continued and he bumped into a nachash. He was saved from the nachash. He forgot about the story with the wolf. He forgot about the story with the lion. The later tzaris make us forget the earlier tzaris. But that's true as it relates to Golos Bavel, Parasumadai, Golos Yavam. The first three of the Dalut Goliaths that we as a nation have to endure. But as it relates to Yitzias Mitzrayim, although it's true, it won't be on the same level. But stating that, it won't be Altiskeru either. There will be a mitzvah. And that was the Chachamim's rebuttal. That's what the Chachamim responded back to Ben Zayim. Meaning everybody agrees that L'moyis HaMashiach, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, won't be on the same level as it is today. The question is, will there be a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? Or will there not be? The Chachamim said, Kol Yimei Chayecho, Lahavi L'moyis HaMashiach. Ben Zayim argued, he held no, Mashiach's going to come. There'll be no mention whatsoever. Yitzias Mitzrayim is something that we're busy with right now. When Mashiach comes, Yitzias Mitzrayim is bygones. What then will there be? What there will be is the mitzvah of Tzchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelois. That's what Ben Zoi Medarshin from Kol Yimei Chayecha. So we mentioned the pasuk that says, Lo Yikor Shimcha Oid Yaakov, Ki Im Yisrael Yishamecha. So the Gemara digresses for a moment. Avram, who Avram? This is a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. So it's referring, of course, to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was born Avram, and then his name was changed to Avram. Avram, who Avram, says the Pasuk. It's the same person. B'tchila nasa av le'aram. First, he was called Avram because he was the Av le'aram. Aram Rashi says is where he was born. That's where he came from. And he was a father, so to speak. He was a mentor. He inspired people. He was considered an Avta Aram. Ulu b'soif, he became Avraham. Nasa av l'chala oylam kubay. Sarai, he Sarah. Sarah's name was Sarai. And then became Sarah. B'tchila nasa Sarai. Rashi says Sarai is a lashon yachid, like Sari. Sarasi. The umasas. At first, she was a sar only to her nation. So Avram was of l'chala olam kulay, avam ingoyim, and Sarah was also Sarah l'chala olam kulay. Tana bar kaparo kol akir l'Avram Avram. Anyone that calls Avram Avram, over base shenemar, because the pasuk says. V'hoye shimcha Avraham ki av hamoyin goyim nisaticha. Elamayat afreit the Gemara. If that's the Rebbe Leza says ever alav. He's also ever alav. Shenema. Look at the beginning of the pasuk. It says v'loyi kare oid as shimcha Avraham. V'hoye shimcha Avraham. So v'hoye shimcha Avraham. That's an assay. Meaning your name has to be Avraham. Can't call Avram Avram. The beginning of the pasuk lo yikara oida shimcha Avram. That's a lo yisasei. Elamayat. If that's the case, akira v'sara sarai. Hachonami? I mean, doesn't the pasuk say the same thing? Vayomer likimel Avraham, Sarai ishtecha, loy sikra eshma Sarai, ki sara shma. So why did the Gemara, Bar Kapara and Rabbi Eliezer, why are we only saying it in the context of Avraham and Avram? Why don't we mention it in the context of Sarai and Sara as well? So the Gemara says, Hasam kucha bericho amal Avram. Now that pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to Avram, and he told him, Sarai ishtecha, loy sikra eshma Sarai, ki sara shma. Hashem told Avram, you can't call your wife Sarai. You have to call her Sarah. But as it relates to the rest of us, we're allowed to call Sarah Sarai. So if you call Avram Avram, it's an assay, it's a lois assay. If you call Sarah Sarai, it's fine. If Avram would have called Sarah Sarai, he would have been over this personal lois assay. Hashem told him, don't do it. So he's not allowed to do it anymore. But somehow, Avram's name becoming Avraham, that's something that's etched in stone on the level that it begets an assay and a lois assay. If somebody would chalila call Avram Avram, as relates to Sarah and Sarai, there it's somehow not on that same level. The Gemara asks one more question. Elamayat akira li Yaakov Yaakov. Hachanami, if somebody calls Yaakov Yaakov, maybe he should be over alive as well. Because the pasuk said, lo yikara shimcha oid Yaakov kiim Yisrael. But the Gemara says, now there it's different because Shani Hosam, the Hadar Ahadre Kra. You see that Hashem himself referred to Yaakov as Yaakov, even after Yaakov was told that his name would be Yisrael. D'chsi v'yoymer likim li Yisrael b'maris halaylo v'yoymer Yaakov Yaakov. And this is after Yaakov's name was changed to Yisrael. And still Hashem referred to him as Yaakov Yaakov. So if that's the case, so you see clearly that there's no issur to call Yaakov Yaakov after his name was changed. We just said that you're not allowed to call Avram Avram. Atohu Hashem Elokim. You say this in Pesukei Dezimra. Asher bacharto ba'Avram. Not Asher Becharta Bavram, Asher Becharta Bavram. Say you let us say that Amalei Hosam Nabi Huda Kamasadu L'Shvachid Rachmana May Dahave May Karat. There, the pasuk is describing that Hakadosh Baruch Hu chose Avraham, but at the time that Hakadosh Baruch Hu chose Avraham, his name wasn't Avraham. His name was Avram. So we're discussing it in real time, and being that we're discussing it in real time, so over there we mention Avram's name as being Avram, which was Avram's name at the time. So it's interesting, the Gemara mentions, just before we say Hadron and move on to the next parak, there's a lot of rate to get to, we'll save that for the end of the daf, but just one ha'ara to be mafsik bein parasha l'parasha, and that is that, pun intended, that is that, so we mention here a distinction between Avram's name, who was changed to Avram, Sarai's name was changed to Sarah, and Yaakov's name, who was changed to Yisrael. They're all different. Avram's name was changed to Avram. You can't call Avram Avram anymore. Over Basay, over Belosay. There's a huge discussion in the Poskim, the Magen Avram. There's a famous tshuva from the Maril Diskin. We don't have time to go into all this, but this is like a real sugya. Kol Akoyra Avram Avram over Basay. Rabbi Eliezer says even over Belosay. As it relates to Sarai and Sarah, there was an isser, but only to Avram. This was a personal isser that Avram had. Avram Avinu was not allowed to call his wife Sarai anymore. Avram had to call her Sarah. But if the rest of us would ever call Sarah Sarai, that thing Gemara says very clearly, there'd be no Isser. So Avram's name was changed to Avram. It comes with an essay and a lois essay for everybody. Sarah's name was changed to Sarah. For us, We don't have to be nispa. Avram himself, he has a loisa, so he's not allowed to call his wife Sarah, he has to call her Sarah. As it relates to Yaakov and Yisrael, so the pasuk says again, very clearly, but the end of Gemara says, that's very different. When Yaakov's name was changed to Yisrael, the name Yaakov was never removed. It wasn't like Avram that you over say. It wasn't Sarai, where at the very least Avram himself is not allowed to call her Sarai. Here it was just an added name. We added a name. Loishe Yaakov Yaakov Mimkoimai, Eli Yisrael Iker, the Yaakov Tafel. Now it's interesting, who changed Yaakov's name to Yisrael? So the short answer is the Malach, right? That's the story in the beginning of Parashas Vayishlach. But the truth is, if you go through the Psukim, Shnayim Mikra, Ve'echa Targum, it wasn't Yaakov, and it wasn't the Malach. It was really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says in Parashas Vayishlach that after Yaakov had this battle with the Sarai Shel Esav, and the Pasuk says, Vatika be'kaf yerech Yaakov be'heyofka imoy, the Gidanosha, the sciatic nerve. So Vayomer Elav, afterwards, Yaakov tells the Malach, he says, I want you to give me a bracha, right? So what was the bracha? So the Malach turns to Yaakov and he tells him, your name is not going to be Yaakov anymore. Ki im Yisrael. Why? Ki sarisa im Elohim v'im anoshim v'atuchal. Yaakov is v'yakveni zepamoyim. Yisrael is Miloshin Tsar, is Miloshin Srora. You now defeated. You defeated a Malach, Kisarisa, Emelihim, Vanoshim, Vatuchal. And for that reason, moving forward, your name is not going to be Yaakov anymore. Your name is going to be Yisrael. If you fast forward later in Parshas Vayishlach, this is the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. This is between Sheni and Shlishi. If you go towards the end of the Parsha, so there the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yaakov. Vayera Elikim El Yaakov Oid Bevoyoi Mi Padan Aram Vayivorech Oisei. Vayoim Eloi Elikim. Shimcha Yaakov. So Hashem comes to Yaakov and he tells him, your name is Yaakov. Lo yikari Shimcha Oid Yaakov. Your name is not going to be Yaakov anymore. Ki im Yisrael Yishemech. This is the pasuk that the Gemara quoted. Now your name is going to be Yisrael. Vayikra Eshema Yisrael. And he called him Yisrael. So it's two parashas in the Torah. It's in the same parasha. Parashas Vayishlach. Where Yaakov's name is changed from Yaakov to Yisrael. The first time it was the Malach, Sarai Shel Esav. The second time it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Pasha, when you read the Psukim, what it sounds like happened was the Malach changed Yaakov's name. Obviously, the significance above our pay grade, exactly what that means. But there's some symbolism and significance in Yaakov's name going from Yaakov now being Yisrael. But it was Sarai Shel Esav. It was his idea. He was the one that made the Misha Berach and changed the name. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he says, I'm masking. Meaning, I'm masking to what Sarai Shel Esav did. But if you take a look at Rashi in the beginning of the parasha says it was just the opposite. When Sarai Shel Esav told Yaakov, Lo Yaakov Yeyomer Oit Shimcha, Ki Im Yisrael, Ki Sarisa Im Elohim V'im Anoshim Atuchal, what he was telling him was, he was looking into his crystal ball, and he gave him Nevuah. He said, I see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal himself to you in Padan Aram, and he's going to change your name. And I want you to know that I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be Maskim. So Yaakov's name wasn't changed by the Malach, it was changed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second parasha is the Misha Berach, so to speak. That's when the name was changed. Sarai Shel Esav was just telling Yaakov, Kikaran Rasha, that I'll be Maskim, I'll be there, I'll stand there, and I'm going to change it. And there was significance, because Yaakov's name of Yaakveni Zepamoyim came with tainus and taroimus of Esav. Esav felt that he was ripped off when he lost the Bechaira. Now Sarai Shel Esav says, I'm Maskim, your name's not Yaakov anymore. Forget it. About Vayakveni Zepamayim. Now your name is going to be Yisrael, Kisarisa. But either way, so it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu really that changed the name. But the Gemara says that even though the Pshutei Shal Mikra sounds like that Vayoymer Lo Elikim Shimcha Yaakov Lo Yikari Shimcha Oid Yaakov Kiyim Yisrael Yishemecha, but really it wasn't that Yaakov's name was being changed completely. Rather, Yaakov's name would be the Tafel, and Yisrael's name would be the Iker. It's Yudua that the Sfarim say. So when is Yaakov called Yaakov, and when is Yaakov's name called Yisrael? So when Yaakov is Kisarisa, when he's in a place where things are going well, whether it's physically or whether it's spiritually, where it's Kisarisa im Elikim v'manoshem v'atuchal, that's when we're referred to as the Bnei Yisrael, and that's when Yaakov Avinu is referred to as Yisrael. However, when things are not going well, we're in a Shval HaMatziv, so that's when we're known as Yaakov, that's when we're not known as Yisrael. Either way, it's just interesting, just to end with this, that the Gemara sounds like the Iker name is Yisrael, right? I mean, it's not Gemara sounds like it's mafurish. Loi she Yaakov Yaakov mimkoymai eli Yisrael iker v'Yaakov tofalo. Yet we're bnei Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. In Shemayna Esrei, it's not only Yaakov, and it's always Yaakov. Right? It's a yediyah. Everyone knows this parsha that Yisrael and Yaakov is really the same name. It's the same person. But the iker, I think, has gone down as it being Yaakov, which is keneged the Gemara. So it's true. There's no Isser. It's not like Avram and Avram. It's not like Sarai and Sarah. But at the same time, it's just interesting that we refer to Yaakov Avinu as Yaakov. Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, it sounds like the Iker name is Yisrael. The Iker name is Yaakov. Just something to think about. Zok de Mishnah. If somebody was learning Torah, he was learning Torah. V'igiyaz man amikra. And it came time to say Kriya Shema. And it just so happens, he was going through Parshas Vaschanan, that has the Parsha of Shema and the Yahafta. And then he went to Parshas Ekev, which is the Parsha of Ahoyim Shemaya. And maybe he read Parsha Shlach as well, which has the Parsha of Ayomer. So he's learning, he read Kriya Shema, but he wasn't saying Kriya Shema, he was learning. So what's the halacha? Lamaisa, he said it, so is he Yotzeh Mitzvah Kriya Shema, or is he not Yotzeh Mitzvah Kriya Shema? Says in the Mishnah, Im Kivon Libay Yotzeh. If he had a mind to be Yotzeh the Mitzvah, then he's going to be Yotzeh the Mitzvah. If not, he's not going to be Yotzeh the Mitzvah. What's the Gemara's first comment going to be? L'churi, you see from here, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. You have to have Kavanah to be Yotzeh the Mitzvah. So we'll see in the Gemara. But Prakim says the Mishnah, if someone is in middle of saying Kriya Shema, is he allowed to be mafsik, or is he not allowed to be mafsik? Are you allowed to talk? Are you allowed to be mafsik? Shalom aleichem. Are you allowed to do that in middle of Kriya Shema? Says the Mishnah. The problem, if you're in between paragraphs, shoyo b'bnei hakavod, you're allowed to give somebody shalom aleichem if he's a person that's an adam nichbad. Rashi says shiroi lahakdim lo shalom. So if you see a person that's a bakavodig person, you can tell him shalom aleichem in between paragraphs. Umeisha, and you can also say aleichem shalom. Ube'emsa, if you're in the middle of a paragraph, shoyo b'bnei ayir. So then b'bnei hakavod, you can't say shalom aleichem. But if this is a person that's not simply a bakavodig person, but he's a dangerous person, Rashi says. There's an element of yira. You say shalom aleichem, umeshiv, and you can say aleichem shalom as well. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says be'emtsa shalom pnei yira umesh pnei kavod. Rabbi Yehuda says it's more kuladig to answer than it is to ask. It's more kuladig to say aleichem shalom than to say shalom aleichem. So if you're in the middle of a paragraph, you could be shalom pnei yira, but you could even be. This is where Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rameir. You could be meshiv even if it's only pnei kavod. Ubeprakim, if you're in between paragraphs, shalom pnei kavod. So what exactly is Bein HaProkim? Bein Bracha Rishoyin Lashneya. So if you're after Yotzeh Ma'oros, before Ahava Rabba, you're between the two parashiyos of Kriya Shema, the same as Shufa Kriya Shema Shal Arvas. Bein Shneya Lashma. If you're in between the second Haboich Habam Yisrael B'Yahava and Shema, that's Bein HaProkim. Bein Shema Leve'ohoyo Im Shomaya. Bein Vahoyim Shomaya Levayoymer. Bein Vayoymer Le'emes V'yatsiv. So if you're in between paragraphs, it doesn't matter if it's the Kriya Shema itself or it's the Birchas Kriya Shema, that's Bein HaProkim. Yehuda says, Bein Vayoymer Le'emes V'yatsiv Lo Yafsik. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. But you're not going to be mafsik at all between Vayoymer and Emes V'yatsiv. Omer B'shul Ben Karcho, Lo Mekod Ben Parash Shema, Levayim Shomaya. So again, Kriya Shema is made up of three parashiyos. Shema, which is Shema V'yahavto, Vayim Shomaya, and the Parash of Tzitzis. Okay, but why that Seder? Why first Shema, and then Vayim Shomaya, and then the Parash of Tzitzis? Said Rabbi Shul Ben Karcho. The reason we say Shema before Vayim Shomaya is Kadesh Yekabal Olav Ol Malchus Shemaim Tchila, Ve'achakach Mekabal Olav Ol Mitzvahs. Because first you want to be Mekabal Ol Malchus Shemaim. That's V'ahavtas Shemalikecha, V'chol Levavcha, V'chol Nafshcha, V'chol Miyadecha. That's Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So the first parasha is taking upon yourself, accepting Oil Malchus Shemayim. That's first. Afterwards, you mekabel all mitzvahs. Vayim Shemayim Levayim. Why Vayim Shemayim before Vayimer? Vayim Shemayim Noig Bein Vayim Bein Belayim. Because Vayim Shemayim is Noig Bein Vayim Bein Belayim. Vayimer ain't Noig Al Vayim Belayim. But Vayimer, the primary topic of Vayimer is the parasha of tzitzis. Tzitzis you only have during the day. Now, why is Vayim Shemayim Noig Vayim Ubalayla? So Pasha, you'd say, because it's oil mitzvahs. You have mitzvahs you have to do during the day, and you can't take the night off. You have to do mitzvahs at night as well. Rashi says, because you have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in the parish of Shemaya. And Torah is so that's why it's noyik bein b'yom v'vein b'layla. Either way, we have a loaded Mishnah over here. You have the halacha of mitzvah srichas kavana, shayol they are covered, leishivim they are covered. You have the definition of what exactly bein aprochim is, what exactly ba'emtzah is, and then you have Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha's famous memra of why the seder of Kriyat Shema, why first Shema, then Vahoya, then Vayomer, Kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim, O mitzvahs, afterwards the mitzvah of tzitzis, of the Gemara. Shema minah, mitzvahs srichas kavana, b'chura, from the first line of the Mishnah, we can prove that in order for a person to be Mekayim a mitzvah, he has to have kavana, he has to know, he has to have intent that he's being Mekayim the mitzvah. How so? Because the Mishnah said if a person would say Kriyat Shema, but he wouldn't have kavana to be Yotzei the mitzvah, then he wouldn't be Yotzei the mitzvah. Why do you have to have kavana to be Yotzei the mitzvah? He did the mitzvah. Meaning, if somebody goes to shul on Rosh Hashanah and he is Tekiyah Shofar, but he didn't have in mind to be Yotzei the mitzvah, or somebody was passing the shul and he hears Tekiyah Shofar, so he heard a shofar, but without kavana, is it yotzei or not? So this is the age-old shaila: mitzvahs tzriches kavana, or mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. Is a mitzvah considered a mitzvah merely because you perform the act, or is there an element of kavana that you have to have in order to give this maisa a chshivas of a mitzvah? Says the Gemara, isn't this Mishnah a raya? Shema mina mitzvah tzriches kavana. But the Gemara says no. I am kiven libay likras. Maybe when it says I'm kiven libay, it doesn't mean you have to have in mind to be yotzei the mitzvah. Mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. I'm kiven libay means if you had a mind to read, then you could be yotzei. If you didn't have a mind to even read, then you can't be yotzei. Why not? Because if you didn't even have in mind to read, then it's what's known in halacha as a misasik. Meaning, you have to, at the very least, have kavana to do the maisa that you're doing for that maisa to have a chashivas. This is halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, in Masechtas Krisos. Anytime you talk about shoygig, so there's always an element that's known as misasik. Shoygig is, I know what I'm doing, I just didn't realize it's asur. Misasik is, I didn't even realize I was doing that. I just moved my hand and something happened. I had no kavana to even do the maisa that actually took place. So it says the Mishnah, Imkiva Libe doesn't mean you have to have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. That's totally a mitzvah shrichas kavana, maybe mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana. Imkiva Libe means you have to at the very least have in mind to read. But the Gemara says, Likreis v'hakakari, I hear, but that's not what the Mishnah discussed. The Mishnah said, Haya kair batayra. Sounds like this person had a mind to read, albeit learning Torah, but at the end of the day, he did have a mind to read. So the Gemara says, Bakari like it. It's talking about a person who wasn't really sitting down to learn. He was being Magia, Sefer Torah, and he was reading the words, or maybe not reading the words. He didn't really have a mind to learn. He had a mind to be Magia. Punkt, it just so happened, as he was being Magia, he said the words. That's somehow called the Masasik Ba'alma. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara, stating that Ayin Tosfos, but that's the point, and that's why the Mishnah's just saying that you at the very least have to be a Kivan Libay Likros. If you're not a Kivan Libay Likros, then you're a Masasik. This has nothing to do with Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, and as a result, we won't discuss the sugya of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana this morning. Dr. Gemara Vayit Tanu Rabbanon, Kriyishma Kichsava Devi Rebbe. Rebbe says that if you want to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kriyishma, you have to say it Kichsava. Lashon HaKodesh. Chama said you don't have to say Kriya Shema Dafka Lashon HaKodesh. You could say it in English, you could say it in any language that you understand. My time in the Rebbe. How did Rebbe know that it has to be Dafka and Lashon HaKodesh? Because the Pasuk says V'hoyu advar me'ila asher neichi v'tzavcha ayoyim alev avecha. V'hoyu means b'aviyosin yuhu. The way it's written, that's the way you have to say it. Rabbanu my time. Why do the Rabbanu hold that you could say it in any language you want? On my crop, because the Pasuk says Shema, as in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and we learn from there, B'chol Loshin Shatei Shemeh, any language that you understand, that's Shema, you could be Yoitz. Faith to Gemara, the Rebbe Nami Yaksiv Shema, Rebbe, who darshins V'hoyu to teach me, it has to be B'loshin HaKodesh, Ayit says Shema, Umi Boi Le'ashmei Lo'azach HaMashat HaVoyzeh B'ficho, he learns a different halacha from the word Shema, that you have to hear the words, but you can't whisper the words, you actually have to make sound when you say Kriya Shema in order to be Yotzei the mitzvah. V'rabbanon Sarvi, the Rabbanon who used Shema to teach me that you can be Yotzei Kriya Shema in any language, I don't we need it to learn the halacha shmei la'azacha mashat ha'maitz b'picha? The Gemara says, no, the Rabbanan actually is savri l'kaman damo lo yishmei la'azna yatsa. You don't have to hear. So if you don't have to hear, so there's no such halacha. You shema to teach me b'chal lashin. Ulu Rabbanan nami yaktziv ahayu. Okay, so we explain what Rabbi Yossi does with the Rabbanan's makar. Shema. What did the Rabbanan do with Rabbi Yossi's makar v'ahayu? Rabbi Darshan from the word v'ahayu to teach me that you need to say a dafka Bahaviyasun Yehu, Dafka Lashon HaKodesh, what did the Rabbanan do with the word Vahayu? Umibayilu Shalay Yikr L'mafreya. They use that to teach me, Vahayu, that you can read Kriya Shema backwards. Now Rashi says, what would it mean to read Kriya Shema backwards? Kigoyin, Uvesharecha, Beisecha, Mezuzos. The Shagasariya in Turei Yevin is Matmiya. It says to be a Havamini, you could be Yotzer Kriya Shema that way. He didn't say anything. And you said the words, but at the end of the day, this is a narrative. It's a proclamation, Kriya Shema. You have to say something. So says the Shagasai, your Rashi's a Pella. I need a pasuk to tell me that if this person says, uvesherecha beisecha mezuzos, that maybe you'd be yoytzer a mitzvah. It garnish gezot. What then does Shalai Yikul Mafreya mean? It means the psukim were read out of order, but each pasuk has a meaning. There's a beginning, there's an end. Either way, says the Gemara, so the Rabbanan used the word Vahayu to teach me that it can't be Lemafreya. For Rebbe, Shalai Yikul Mafreya mean Olin, Afkalei Dvarim Hadvarim. He learns it from, he could have said Dvarim, it says Hadvayu, Hadvarim Eila. That teaches me Shalai Yikul Mafreya. Rabbanan Dvarim Hadvarim Lidashi. They didn't dash in that word at all. Either way, so we have a machloikis between Rebbe and v'chachamim, where the kriyishma has to be dafka b'loshan hakodesh, or where the kriyishma can be b'chalosh. Rebbe holds v'hoyu, it has to be b'loshan hakodesh. Chachamim hold shema has and b'chaloshan shatet shema. So the Gemara, maybe the sovereign Rebbe chalot ha'iru kula b'chaloshan emer. It sounds like Rebbe holds that chalot ha'iru kula is b'chaloshan emer. Meaning, any time it says in the Torah you have to say something, you can say it in any language. Nav dafka b'loshan hakodesh. How do you know that? Because these sovereign ha'iru kula b'chaloshan hakodesh emer. Because if you're going to tell me that chalot ha'iru kula has to be b'loshan hakodesh, why the Gosh Rachman Olam? Why the Torah have to say v'hoyu in the parsha kriyishma? Thought the whole Torah anyways has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. So from the fact that you need a pasuk to tell me that Kriyishma has to be in Lashon HaKodesh, that's a raya that ordinarily anytime you have to recite something in the Torah, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be in Lashon HaKodesh. But the Gemara says, no, it's Rechmichum D'Chsev Shema. No, over here it's different. Because over here it says Shema. And the Chachamim darshan from the word Shema. So here I would have thought, even though maybe in Chalot Torah Kula, it has to be B'losh HaKadosh, here it's different, because here you have Shema. The Hoyu is maybe coming to be Mafkia, not Chalot Torah Kula, but the word Shema, says the Gemara. Faker, maybe the Sabi Rabbanon Chalot Torah Kula B'losh HaKadosh never. Could we prove from the Rabbanon who hold that you need a Pasik Shema to tell me B'losh HaKadosh never, that a Chalot Torah Kula has to be B'losh HaKadosh? Jesus, because I have B'losh never, because if you have Chalot Torah Kula, it's B'losh Shema, because Rachmanon, lovely, why do I have to say Shema? The Gemara says, no, same time. Maybe the Chachamim agree in Kol HaTorah Kula, everything is B'chaloshin. But here, being that it says V'hayu, it's misleading. Because you see, Rebbe darshin the word V'hayu to teach me. Bavi Yosin, you had asked me B'loshin HaKadosh. I would have thought here too as well. Kamashmon. So again, it's a machloikis Rebbe and the Chachamim, where the Kriyashma is Dafka B'loshin HaKadosh. That's Rebbe. He learns it from the word V'hayu. Or whether it could be B'chaloshin. That's the Chachamim Shita. They darshin from the word Shema. And this has no bearing as to what the halacha is regarding other parashiyos. There are other parashiyos in the Torah where there's a mitzvah kriya, of course, and there is a shayla whether kol ha'Torah kula b'lashon hakodesh nemra or b'chaloshay nemra. At first glance, you would think this is exhibit A, says the Gemara. It's not muchach, because here there's psukim, here there's v'hayu, here there's shema. So it could be, regardless of what you would hold in one of the other parashiyos, maybe kriya shema would be different. Tanu rabbanu, v'hayu, shela yikra l'mafreya. We mentioned v'hayu means, according to the Chachamim, not that Kriyashma has to be Dafka B'Loshan HaKodesh, but rather that you can't read Kriyashma backwards. Hadvarim al Livavecho, Yochot Kala Parasha Kula, Sricha Kavana. I would think that you have to have Kavana for the entire parish of Kriyashma. Talmud Loimar, Ho'ela. Adkan Srichen Kavana, Mikan Ve'elach, Ain't Sricha Kavana. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer says that it says in the Pasuk, V'hoyu Hadvarim Ho'ela, Asher Anoichi Mitzav Chayim al Livavecho. Alev Avecha means Kavana. Up until those words of Alev Avecha, says Rabbi Eliezer, you have to have Kavana. So Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kvayim Machuse Vayilam Vod, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, V'hoyu Advar Me'la Hashanich Mitzav Chayim, Alev Avecha. That's the word that means Kavana. Up until there, you have to have Kavana. Omele Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Eliezer, Harei Oimer, it says, Asher Anoichi Mitzav Chayim, Alev Avecha. Meaning, Asher Anoichi Mitzav Chayim is talking in the present tense. What I'm telling you now has to be Alev Avecha. It sounds like what I'm about to tell you also has to be Alev Avecha. It doesn't say Asher Anoichi Tzivisicha Alev Avecha. That would suggest that what I told you up until now has to be Alev Avecha. Rabbi Kiva says it sounds like in real time. Mikana Tolomit Shekala Parasha Kula Tzricha Kavana. The entire first parasha needs kavan. Amr Rabbi Bar Bachanan Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Rabbi Akiva. The first parish of Kriyashma needs kavan. Ikad Masala Hod Tanya Kriyashma. So Shachavan is Libay. If someone says Kriyashma, he has to have kavan. Rav Acham Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kivin Shekiba Libay Veperek Rishon Shuvenit Tzarch. You only have to have kavan for the first parish, meaning the entire first parish. Amr Rabbi Bar Bachanan Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Rabbi Yakiv Shomim Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, which is the same thing we just said in the first memra, it's halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. In the second memra, it's halacha k'Rav Acha she'amar mishum Rabbi Yehuda. But it's the same punchline. It's the same halacha. That halacha is you have to have kavana for the first parish of Kriyish. Matanya idoch v'hoyu shloikru ma'frei aluv avecha. Rav Zutra oimer adkan mitzvahs kavana mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kriya. So adkan mitzvahs kavana like Rabbi Akiva. The entire first parish needs kavana mikan ve'elach. The second parish v'hoyu and v'yoimer, there's a mitzvahs kriya. But there's no mitzvahs kavana. That's Rav Zutra's shita. Rav Yoshia Oimer, he says just the opposite. Ad kan mitzvahs kriya. The first parasha is a mitzvahs kriya. Mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kavana. The second and third parashas have a mitzvahs kavana. What exactly this machlokes is? So now the Gemara is going to discuss that. So the first shita was Rav Zutra. Rav Zutra said the first parasha ad kan mitzvahs kavana. Mikan ve'elach is a mitzvahs kriya. Maishno mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kriya. Why are we saying that the second and third is a mitzvahs kriya? Why? Dichsev probably ledaber bon. Because the pasuk says v'samtem es dvari ela ala vavchev al nafshechem v'limadetem oisem es b'neichem. Where does it say that in the second parasha? So the second parasha mentions kriya. Hachinami, but the Gemara says the first parasha also says haksevedi bartabon. So why would there only be a mitzvah kriya in the second parasha? Why not in the first parasha? So the Gemara says hachikam adka mitzvahs kavana vikri avad. There's a mitzvah kriya in the first parasha. It says vedi bartabon. What Rav Zutra meant was the first parasha has a mitzvah kavana and a mitzvah kriya. Mikan ve'elach the second parasha there's a kriya below kavana. There's only a mitzvah kriya. There's no mitzvah kavana. Maishno adka mitzvah kavana vikri. But the Gemara says I don't understand that either. Because why is there a mitzvah kavana and kriya in the first parasha? Tchsev alivavcha and then it says vedi bartabon. Hasam nami there too. It says alivavchem and it says ledaberbon. So you have alivavcha kavana b'dibartavam dibor. The second parasha you have alivavchem and ledaberbon. So isn't it the same thing? So the Gemara says no. When it says alivavchem in the second parasha of Kriyat Shema, it's not coming to teach me kavana. It's coming to teach me something else. It's coming to teach where you have to put the tefillin shel yad. The tefillin shel yad, the samtem. But it says the word v'samtem. It sounds like you're physically placing something. That's the tefillin. And you're supposed to place it alevavchem. It's coming to teach me a completely different halacha. So the first parasha, alevavcha kavana v'dibartavam dibur. The second parasha, you have it, the dibarabam, which is dibur, which is kriya, but you don't have anything about kavan. I alevavchem, that's tefillin. Rabbi Yoshi said, "Ad kam mitzvahs kriya." He said just the opposite. The first parasha is the mitzvahs kriya. Mikan ve'elch mitzvahs kavana. Maishu mikan ve'elch mitzvahs kavana. What is the kavana in the second parasha? Mishum dechsev alavavchem. Hachanam yochsev alavavcha. Hachi kamer. Ad kam mitzvahs kriya v'kavana. In the first, you have a mitzvahs kriya. Mikan ve'elch kriya kavana beloy kriya. The second parasha, you have kavana. There's no mitzvahs kriya. Maishu ad kam mitzvahs kriya v'kavana. The first parasha, you tell me has kriya and kavana dechsev alavavcha. Why? And v'dibartava. Alavavcha is kavana. V'dibartava is kriya. Hasam nami the second. So the Gemara says, "Ahu bedivrei Torah k'siv." When it says "ledaber bam," it means you should talk and learning. V'limadetem oisam es b'neichem ledaber bam. Not the mitzvah of Kriyishma, but rather Torah. V'achi kamer achmana agmiru b'neichu. What the pasuk saying is, teach Torah to your children. Ki heicha the ligur subuhus like this ledaber bam. They will talk and learning. So we have a machlokes Rav Zutra and Rav Yoshia. That's me'inyan le'inyan to the machoikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, and that is as it relates to Dibor and Kavana with the first two parashas. So everybody agrees that the first parasha of Kriyishma, both Rav Zutra and Rav Yoshi and this Braisa, that you have to have Kriya, you have to say it, and you have to have Kavana. Kriya, it says v'dibar tabam. You have to have Kavana, vayu advar ma'ila asha noichi mitzavcha yom alavavecha. So you know alavavecha, that's Kavana, and you know Kriya, because it says v'dibar tabam. The question is, what about the second parasha? Does the second parasha have a mitzvah's Kriya and not Kavana? V'dabrabam, that's Kriya. And it says v'samtem es dvarei ela alavavcha. That's referring to the place that you're supposed to put the tefillin. Yeah, or efshef akert. You have a mitzvah's kavana, so you have to be maharit. You have to have kavana, but in terms of speaking out the words, that maybe is not ma'akid. It says ledabrabam. That's referring to Torah. V'limadetem oisem es b'neichem. Teach Torah to your children. Ledabrabam. It's like this. They get a talk of learning. Now, this of course ties into another big sugya. So you had mitzvah's riches kavana, the sugya of hirur kedibur dami, hirur lav kedibur dami. That's a sugya that's going to come up in the coming daf and Tanur Rabbanan. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Ad kan tzricha kavanas alev divrei Rav Meir. So Rav Meir said that one pasuk is the pasuk that requires kavanas alev. So we're discussing what part of Kriyat Shema requires kavana. Is it up to the words alev avecha? Is it the first parasha? Is it even the second parasha? Comes again, Rav Meir says one line: Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Ad kan tzricha kavanas halev. Amar Rava, Rava said halacha k'Rav Meir, and that is the halacha, as we're soon going to see. Tanya sum chasleimer kol amayrich beechad. Anyone that's mayrich when he gets to the word echad, mayrich lo yama v'shnoisa. Amar Rav Acher by Yaakov ubedalit. But you have to be mayrich in the dalit. Amar Rav Ashi ubevach lo yachtev beches. You also have to be careful. Make sure you don't chap the ches. Rashi says it has to be echad. With a comet, Rashi calls it a pasach, but what we know as a comet, make sure it's echad as opposed to you pronouncing it as if there's a shva underneath the ches. Rabbi Yirmi, Havi Yosef, Kamed, Rabbi Barab. Rabbi Yirmi was once sitting with Rabbi Barab. Chazya, the Havemayrech Tuva. So he came to Echad, and it was a very long Echad. Amalei, he told him, you don't have to be so Mayrech. Like, I don't know what your kavanas are, but you don't need so many kavanas. What kavana do you have to have? Kivan dam lichte, lemailu lemato. When you're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lemailu ulamato. Ula'abruch HaShemayim, and to the four sides of the world, sulei tzriches, you don't need anything else. Om Rab Nosin, Bar Mar. Ukfa Omer Rab Yirmiya Alevavecha Be'amida Omer Rab Nasim Bar Ukfa Omer Rab Yehuda. Yeah, Alevavecha Be'amida Alevavecha Sol Kedaitech. Sounds like Alevavecha. You have to stand. Now Tosfos says right away, doesn't mean you have to stand. What it would mean is you can't be moving. You have to be in one place. So the Gemara says, well, oh, just those words? Alev avecha solchot aitach. Ele'ema, what it means is, ad alev avecha b'amidah. Up until alev avecha b'amidah, mekam ve'eloch, like Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kolak parsha kula b'amidah. The whole first parsha has to be b'amidah. Oz, the Rabbi Yochanan, the time it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halach rev achem, mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said earlier in the daf that halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to have kavana during the entire first parsha of Kriyat Shema. You have to have kavana, you have to stop. You can't be moving. You have to stand as opposed to sitting. Amid over here means you should be in one place. Exhale. So just two ha'aris before we end the daf. One regarding the first part of the daf. One regarding the second part of the daf. Each part is equally classic. So just chap one ha'ara regarding both daf. So we began the daf with a mishnah. Maskirin yitzias mitzrayim baleilois. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah harei ani kiven shivim shana. He was 18. He was just Kivem Shen Mishana. This is when he became Nasi as a younger man, and Hashem performed a miracle that suddenly he looked like a Zaken Viragel. He looked like an old man. But either way, he said, there was a machlekes between Rabbi Lozen the Chachamim. Had a darshan. Lamantisker is Yom Tzeischa Meretz Mitzrayim. Kol Yemei Chayecha. Should have said Yemei Chayecha. So Ben Darsh Ben Zoyma and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held Yemei Chayecha. Yomim Kol Yemei Chayecha. Leilos. The Chachamim said Yemei Chayecha. Olam Azeh. Kol Yemei Chayecha. Lahavi LeMoisa Mashiach. The Vilna Gaon. This is brought down in the Haggadah Shel Pesach of the Gra said that what's the machloikis? Where the Kol Yemei Chayecha is LeRabbis HaLeilos, or Kol Yemei Chayecha is LeRabbis Yemoisa Mashiach. He said Kol can mean qualitatively. Kol could also mean quantitatively. The Chachamim held Kol is Lahavi Limoisa Mashiach. Mean not just today, but all the days. Even the days that are coming, even the Hine Yomim Bam No'um Hashem, even those days, you're going to have the mitzvah of Laman Tiskar as Yom Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Kol in quantity. Ben Zoyma held Kol in quality, in Echos. The entire day, not just the day part of the day, those 12 hours, but all 24 hours. The Rabbi Saleilois says, well, so quantity versus quality. Said the Vilna Gaon, that was the machloikis. Is Kol quantitatively all the days, or is Kol qualitatively the entire day? Now, what's the halacha? We paskin, maskirin yitzis mitzvayim baleilois. How do you know? Because we, every night, when we say Kriya Shema Ba'ahava, we say Shema, we say Vahaya, and we also say the Parsha Vayomer, which is at its core, even though the Gemara said there's many segulois and there's many reasons that we pick this Parsha, but at its core, it's about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's the point of the Mishnah. Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Baleilois, and even though Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Loi Zochisi, but Ad Shadar Shem Ben Zoyma, and when Ben Zoyma came around, then he was Zoycha. Meaning at the end of the day, we pass like Ben Zoyma, we don't paskin like the Chachamim. The Noida Yehuda in his Slach, right here on this Gemara, asks that the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he lists the 613 mitzvahs that we spoke about yesterday. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs does not mention the mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, not by day and not by night. And Freik the Noid of Yehuda in the Tzlach, he says, it always bothered me. It's a Tamiya Gedoyla. How is it possible that the Rambam, who went and he codified the 613 mitzvahs, he left out this mitzvah? You have a whole sugi over here. We know what the halach is. How is it possible that the Rambam left out the mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? It says the Noid of Yehuda, a chiddush. He says that the pasuk that says that there's a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim says leman tiskor es yom tzeischa mi'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. But just look at the beginning of the pasuk. Lo yisoichal olav chametz shivas yomim toichal olav matzos lechem oini ki b'chipazin yotzas mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Don't eat chametz for 7 days. Eat matzah lechem oini b'chipazin. So there's a lot of important words in this pasuk. And then the pasuk ends leman tiskor es yom tzeischa mi'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. Pashut pshat, what the pasuk saying is not that every day do something proactively to remember Mitzrayim. What the pasuk is saying is that on Pesach, observe certain commandments. Don't eat chametz, eat matzah, lechem oini, bichi pazoin. You know why? Leman. So that you will remember. Sounds like you don't have to do something proactive. Now, it's not true. There is a mitzvah to remember Mitzrayim by day and by night. Maskiri Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. Rambam knew that. But being that the Torah never said it that way, it doesn't say Zohar is Yoyim Yotzos Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. It says Laman Tiskar is Yoyim Tzeischa Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Maybe that's why the Rambam didn't bring it. And he says, I am the Rambam in the Shoresh HaChamishi. And maybe this is the pshat. As I state in Oidim Yehuda, but it's you do in Yeshiva, they say over Reb Chaim Brisker, that Reb Chaim said a different pshat. Reb Chaim said, the Rambam says in the Shoresh HaShlishi, not the Shoresh HaChamishi, that's what the Oidim Yehuda sent us, but rather in the Shoresh HaShlishi, the Rambam discusses the rules and regulation of what qualifies as a mitzvah and what doesn't qualify as a mitzvah. Meaning you would think that if it's a mitzvah, it qualifies as a mitzvah, it makes the cut of 613. It's not true. There's certain prerequisites, certain boxes you have to check off to be counted as one of the Taryag. And the Rambam's Shroshim, which is his preface to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he discusses what those prerequisites are. One of them is in the Shoresh HaShlishi. He says that the only time something counts as a mitzvah, leminyan taryag, is if it's a mitzvah that's noyag l'doiros. If it's not noyag l'doiros, it doesn't count. And the Rambam gives a very geshmaka reason, certainly geshmak in light of yesterday's raid. He says, because what's the makar to taryag mitzvahs? Torah tziva lanu Moshe, my Rosh Akilas Yaakov. Torah is begamashra 611. Anoich, that we heard from Moshe. Anoich v'lo yilucha mi piagvur shamanim. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, my Rosh Akilas Yaakov. My Rosh says the Rambam means Yerusha. It's l'doiros. It's something that we will have forever. So if it's a mitzvah that we're going to have l'doiros, then good. If not, not. Said Reb Chaim, that in the Mishnah, it's mavur, that there was a machloikis Reb Elazar ben Azar in the Chacham, or Ben Zoyim in the Chacham. Had a darsh and koyim echayacha. Ben Zoyim said, l'rabbi saleilois. The Chachamim said, no, Mahavi li Moshe HaMashiach. He said in the Haggadah Shal Pesach. Meaning, according to Ben Zoyma, the Rabbi Saleilois, not li Moshe HaMashiach. According to the Chachamim, Mahavi li Moshe HaMashiach, but there's no mitzvah to say Yitzias Mitzrayim Anay. We paskin like Ben Zoyma, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim Baleilois. Because if we hold Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim Baleilois, it comes out there is no mitzvah, Mahavi li Moshe HaMashiach. Meaning, when Mashiach comes, there'll be no mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. If there'll be no mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, said Rabbi Chaim, it's not a mitzvah, it's like l'dorz. It's not like l'dorz. That's why the Rambam didn't say it. So the reason the Rambam didn't count it, it's not because it's not, of course it's a mitzvah, it's a mishnah. But the reason the Rambam didn't count it is because it's not Meirosh HaKilas Yaakov. Because the Rambam paskin like Ben Zoyma, not like the Chachamim, half of a fell. That's where Reb Chaim said. But I saw in the Haggadah Zois LeYaakov from Rav Shmuel Yankov Bornstein, Zeche Tzadik Levracha, that he brings, that he heard from Yedid Nafshi Rabbel Yubaruch Finkel. And incidentally, it's printed, this shtickle, in Mishulcha Rabbel Yubaruch, in his Chelak HaMayadim on Pesach. And that is, that if Rab Chaim made a cheshbin, that the mitzvah of Yitzchiras Yitzchiras Mitzrayim, the Rambam didn't count. Why? Because it's not Noy L'Doyrus. He says, I have a kasha. Because although the Rambam didn't mention the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzchiras Mitzrayim, that's a daily mitzvah, the Rambam did mention the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzchiras Mitzrayim. That's mentioned in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, that there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yitzchiras Mitzrayim. Now, what does that mean in Cheshbon? If there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yitzchiras Mitzrayim, it means it's Noy L'Doyrus. That means when Mashiach comes, even Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Ben Zoyma hold that we're going to prava say there. There'll be Sipur Yitzchiras Mitzrayim. It has to be. Because otherwise, in Cheshbin, it's not Meirosh HaKehilas Yaakov. So just like we know from the fact that the Rambam didn't count Schiras Yitzchiras Mitzrayim, it's not Noyag L'Doyrus,
But at the same time, for the fact that the Rambam counted Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim, it means Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim will be Noeg L'Doyos. And again, just to be clear, Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is one mitzvah, Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim is another mitzvah. This is not two dinim, this is very simple. Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is every single day. There's a mitzvah to remember the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim is, you sit around, you pravav, you gather to Levincha. It's famous for Reb Chaim. He said all the differences between Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Take a look at your Briska Haggadah. They bring all this rain. And Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. But it's not the same mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Just remembering it. And then Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is Sipa. That's what your family around, Behaseba, on four cups of wine. Right? That's what the mitzvah of Sipa is. So the Rambam didn't count Schira, he did count Sipa. That means Schira won't be Noeg L'Doyos, Sipa will be Noeg L'Doyos. So he said, what's the Psha? I'm a man of Shach. Why is Schira no and Sipa yeah? So Rabbi Baruch Finkel said a Dover Nifla. He said, Vaistois, the Matara of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is different than the Matara of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why do we have an obligation to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim every day? It's because it's part of our Amuna. Our Amuna, like the Ramban says, and then the Parashas Bo, is very much predicated on the miracles that took place when we left Mitzrayim. The Rosh famously said in Or Chaim, Ois Chavav, Ki Misha Enoi Maimin, Ba'asher HaTzeisicha, Af Ba Noichi Hashem Olekecho Enoi Maimin. Asher HaTzeisicha Mi'aretz Mitzrayim was mentioned in the first Dibra, because it's literally part and parcel of Anoichi Hashem Olekecha Asher HaTzeisicha Mi'aretz Mitzrayim. Our Emunah is so much dependent on the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is. And that's something we're not going to need the Moisa Mashiach. You know why? Because when Mashiach comes, there'll be so many other miracles to talk about, that with this, the Emunah will be Umal Aretz Deya. It'll be so clear what you're going to have to remember Kriyas. You're not going to need Kriyas Yamsuf to be Mechazek our Emunah. Our Buddha is going to be the Memela because of all the clarity that we'll have in the world. We won't have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim every day to be Upgeit in Eden. It won't be necessary for our Amunah. That's Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. But what's Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim? Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim has nothing to do with Amunah. You know what Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim is? The Loshon HaChinuch is Mitzvah L'Sapri B'ini Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Leil Tezvah B'Nisan Kol Echol Afi Tzachos L'Shoinei. Everybody should do it to the best of his ability. Why? L'Halalu L'Shabeach L'Hashem Yisbarach Al Kol HaNisim She'asolano. It's all about Shvach Voidot. It's a chorus atoiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Avodim Ayunu L'Bar Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out. The Chiv HaKadosh Atoiv, that's still going to be the loss. That never goes away. You're right. The bigger miracles will wipe out the smaller miracles. And as a result, you want to know, as it relates to Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, for our Amunah, it won't be necessary anymore. We don't need that anymore. But in terms of HaKadosh Atoiv, what? Because somebody did a bigger favor for you, so now you don't have to remember the smaller favor? In the world of Akaras HaTayv, there's no pshat in such a thing. And that's the difference. Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is about Amunah. That we won't need. Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim is about Akaras HaTayv. It's Lahalilu Lahoydos. That's something that we will need. That's the first aura. The second aura is that we mentioned the Gemara says that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Ad Kan, Tzricha Kavanas Leif. So it was a big discussion. How much Kavanah does a person have to have during Kriyas Shema? Is it the first Pasuk? Is it the first Parasha? Up until the words Alev Avecho, it's the second Parasha as well. So what's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch? So the Mechaber in Hilchas Kriyas Shema, this is in Simon Samach, Siv Kotten Hei, Akira says, Shema, V'loi Kibayin Levi, the Pasuk Rishon Shu Shema Yisrael, Lo Yotze Yedei Chayvase. So if somebody says Shema, and he didn't have in mind by the first Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, the Pirish HaMilois, Lo Yotze Yedei Chayvase. V'ashar, Im Loi Kiven Liboy, Afilo Hoyer Koyre Batoyro, Oy Magia, Parashio Yisrael, Eilu Bo'ines, Kriya Shema Yotze, V'hushe Kiven Liboy, B'Pasuk Rishon. It's very clear. Couldn't be more clear. Kavan is Ma'akiv only in the first Parashah, the first Pasuk. After the first Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, it's not Ma'akiv anymore to have Kavanah. Chaber continues in Siman Samech Aleph. He says, "Yikur Kriyas Shema b'Kavana b'Ema b'Yira b'Reses u'b'Zeya." Meaning, says the Mishnah Berurah, even though we just said Kavana is only Ma'akiv in the first pasuk, but of course, l'katchila the entire Kriyas Shema, Yikur Kriyas Shema b'Kavana b'Ema b'Yira b'Reses u'b'Zeya. And then the Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting. He quotes the El Yerabba, who quotes the Kolboy, who quotes the Yerushalmi, and this was mentioned in Tosfos on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, and that is that B'Kriya Shema Merumis Aseres HaDibrois. The Aseres HaDibrois are Merumis in Kriya Shema. It's actually very interesting how he goes through it. He says, Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Elokeinu is Merumis Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem Echad is Loyir Lecha Elohim Acher Malponai. V'yohafto is a remes to Loisisa. Because if you love somebody, you wouldn't use his name in vain. Uchsavtem is al mezuzah is beis echa. That's loisachmoy beis reyecha. Via safta de ganecha, you should take your grain. That's loisignoiv. Va'avadete mehera. That's loisirtzach. The mandakotel yiskatel. Leman yirbu yumechem. That's kabed esavicha vasimecha. Leman yirichon yumecha. That's merumis. Leman yirbu yumechem. Loisosuru. That's loisinov. Leman tiskuru. That's zocher esiyam hashabbos. And then finally, ani Hashem alikechem. That's loisanav reyachet shachar. So even though we saw in yesterday's daf that the chachamim wanted to be masakin the aseres hadibros every morning, but they taremis amin and they decided that maybe it's not such a good idea. But all aseres hadibros are merumis. All aseres hadibros are merumis in the parasha of Kriyat Shema. So I'm going to tell you something very interesting. So I saw this in the Avi Ezri from Reb Shach, and this is in Hilchas Tshuva. It's Perikei Halachei, and I also heard this from Rabbi from Yeshua. He said this over in Chumash. Rav Shach said that he asked the Brisker of the following question. He said that everyone knows there's a mitzvah of Amunah. The Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the very, very first mitzvah, says the Rambam is, he had tzivuy asher tzivonu lahamin ho elokus, v'hu shenamin sh'yesham, ilo v'siba hu poyo l'chol hanim tzois, v'hu omri yisparach ha'noichi Hashem alechach. So the first mitzvah, HaMitzvah HaRishayna, he had tzivuy asher tzivonu lahamin ho elokus. The first mitzvah is the mitzvah of Amunah. Everyone's familiar. Amunah, betachin. We're all familiar with the mitzvah of Amunah. So Rav Shach said that he asked the Brisker Rav, he said, I don't understand why the mitzvah is called Amunah. In the Torah doesn't talk about Amunah. You know what the Torah says? V'yodato hayoyim v'hashevoyso elavavecha. You will know. Not you will believe, you will know. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Yisoidei HaTorah, Yisoidei Yisoidois, the Amud HaChochma is Leda, to know Sheyesh HaMatzah Rishon. So the Brisker Rav said, I understand. Is the mitzvah Emunah or is the mitzvah Yediyah? Sounds similar, right? No, they're completely different. They're literally the antithesis of each other. You can't know something you believe, and you can't believe something you know. This is a table. You know it's a table. You believe it's a table? Can't believe it. If you know it's a table, then how could you believe it's a table? Belief is by definition accepting something as being true, even though you don't know it's true. If you know it, then by definition you can't believe it. And if you believe something, it means you don't know it. So, obviously, meaning Yediyah and Amunah are a stira. So, he said, Reb Shach did, I asked the Brisker Rav, Maron HaGriz, he said, is it Amunah or is it Yediyah? V'yadata, Yevashi Voice of Avecha, sounds like it's Yediyah. Yisoidah, Yisoidah, Svamad HaChokhma, is Leida, sounds like it's Yediyah. And then the Rambam introduces the mitzvah of Amunah. Everybody knows it's called Amunah. So which one is it? So the Brisker Rav told Reb Shach that he once asked this question to Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim told him, he said, there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Yediyah and there's a mitzvah of Amunah. And Reb Chaim said like this, Yediyah is to try to the best of your ability to know, not to believe, to know. So it's possible, like the Chavis HaVavah says, to come to certain hakaros in HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Mi Bara Eila. And that's a mitzvah of Yediyah, Leda. It's the Yodah type. So what's Amunah? Amunah is to believe that Hashem is more than that. That as much as you're going to figure out, that's wonderful. But then now there's a mitzvah of Amunah. Amunah is that Hashem is much more. Meaning, Reb Chaim's Lashon was, Amunah starts where Yediyah ends. Reb Shua said that if you would take the biggest chacham, the greatest chacham in the world, and he would be chayker, the greatest chakiris in the world, and he would come to such an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with astrophysics and science and whatever, he would mamish understand it in the most incredible way. Where he stops, that's where Amunah starts. Amunah is to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more than it's possible for you to understand. And Reb Shach brings an Avi Ezri that after that, the Brisker Rav told me something unbelievable. He said that when we say Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So when you come to Echad, you're supposed to be Meirich Be'echad. Why are you supposed to be Meirich? Because you have to have Kavanas. What Kavanah are you supposed to have? So the Gemara said, Kivan Dam Lichte L'maylu L'matu L'abiruchas HaShemayim Sulei Tzrichas. You have to have a mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is L'maylu. He's Lamata, the Dalit Ruchais, that's the Kavanah that you're supposed to have. So Brisker Rav said, why do you have that Kavanah when you say Hashem Echad? Why not when you say Hashem Elokeinu? Meaning, when you say Shema, you're saying two things. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, that's one. Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, that's two. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, two separate statements, two declarations. Hashem Elokeinu, that's Kabbalah Son Malchus Shemaim, Shem is Elokeinu. And then you say Hashem Echad. So why do you have the Kavanah by Echad? Why don't you have it by Elokeinu? So I think most people would say, because the remez is an echad. It's echad, zayin, that's the pshat. That's a nice remez. That's not the reason. What's the real reason? Why is the remez an echad? Why is the kavana an echad? Why is it not an Hashem Elokeinu? So the Brisker Rav said, we just mentioned the Yerushalmi. Hashem Elokeinu was keneged anoichi Hashem Elokecha.
Echad is keneged lo yir locha elihim acher malpanoi. Hashem Elokeinu is the mitzvah of Amunah. It's a noichi Hashem Elokecha asher oitzeisicha meretz Mitzrayim. So what's your kavanah going to be? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is b'shamayim, he's ba'aretz, he's in the dalid ruchos. You know what you're doing if you have that kavanah? You're being megareya. You're being mitzamtim. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your hasaga. That's where the mitzvah of Amunah starts. You didn't even start when you come to the Dalad Ruchas and the Shemayim and the Aretz. Amunah is much more than that. So in Hashem Elokeinu, how could you start thinking Shemayim and Aretz and Dalad Ruchas? You're being Megareya from Hashem Elokeinu. Chalila to have such a Kavana. That's Hashem Elokeinu. It's your Hasaga. Amunah starts where your Hasaga ends. It's Dafka by Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad is not Emuna. Hashem Echad is Elohim Acherim Alpanoi. We're saying, I know there's other forces in the world. And whatever that Elohim Acherim is, he said, I don't believe in that. I only believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What other thing would you maybe believe? Something that you can fathom. See, you know what you say? My Elohim Acherim Alpanoi is everything that I could possibly fathom. What could you fathom? Shemayim, Aretz, the Dalet Ruchos. So in Hashem Elokeinu, you can't have that Kavanah. It would be Megareya. It's an Hashem Echad. We're Fakert. You're not defining the Amunah. You're just saying nothing else. What nothing? Anything else that I could possibly fathom. So then we say, we incorporate everything. That Shemayim and Aretz and the Dalet Ruchos, whatever exists out there, I believe, that's Hashem Echad.